Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the seventh topic of Parshas Chukas, which will tell us about the nisim that Hashem did for Am Yisrael in Nachale Arnon, and the shiro that Am Yisrael sang as a result of those nisim. By the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Chof Aleph, Posuk Yud. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, vayachanu b'oivois. Bnei Yisrael traveled and they camped in Oivois. Where they travel from? So in our parasha, the last place they were was in Hor HaHor. But in Parshas Maaseh, it tells us there were two other campings in between Hor HaHor and Oivois, and they are Tzalmoina and Punoin. Vayisu mei Oivois, vayachanu b'eyei ho'avorim. Ba'midbor asher al penei mo'yov mimizrach ha'shomesh. And they traveled from Oivois and they camped in a place called Iyei Ho'avorim, which was in the desert on the eastern side of Mo'yov. Says Rashi, Iyei Ho'avorim. Lo yodati lo monikro shmom Iyim. I don't know why this place is called Iyim. I do know, says Rashi, what the word Iyei means. Ve'i loshen chuvahu. It means a ruin, a broken down house. Dovaratot b'matate, something that you sweep away, namely garbage that you don't need. V'ayin bo yisoid levado, only the ayin is part of the shoyrish of this word. V'umiloshen yoim, which is big pots that you used to gather the deshen, the ashes of the mizbeach. V'yo'o borod, also the same word. So that's what the word iye means. I don't know why this place was called iye ho'avorim. What does the word avorim mean? Avorim is derech ma'avar, a passageway. Hoivrim shom es har nevoi el eretz kanan. Those who want to go through har nevoi to eretz kanan go by this place. Shu mafsik ben eretz moyov le'eretz ha'emoyri. This was between moyov and emoyri. Al penei moyov mimizrach ha'shomesh b'mizrocho shel eretz moyov on the eastern side of moyov. Posuk yud beis mishom nosou v'yachanu b'nachal zored. They traveled from Iyei Ho'avorim and they camped in Nachal Zored, into the valley or the river of Zored. Mishom nosou vayachanu me'eiver Arnon asher b'midbor hayoytzei migvul ho'emeri ki Arnon gevul mo'ov bein mo'ov uvein ho'emeri. They traveled from Nachal Zored and they camped on the other side of Nachal Arnon, which was in the desert, which borders the border of the Emoiri. This Arnon is also the border of Moyov, because Arnon goes between Moyov and the Emoiri. Says Rashi, Migvul ho Emoiri, Tchum soif meitzar shalohem, V'chein gvul Moyov, Loshen kotze v'soif. The word gvul means the edge of. Me'ever Arnon, Hikifu eretz Moyov kol droimo mizroch. Am Yisrael surrounded Moyov first from the south, the entire southern side of Moyov, and then the entire eastern part of Moyov, which means they're going up north now. Until they cross the Arnon, north of Arnon, which was Besoich Eretz HaEmori, Bitzfoino Shal Eretz Moyov, on north side of Moyov. Hayoitze Migvul HaEmori, Retzua Yoitzo Migvul HaEmori. There was a little strip of land that went out from the border of the Emori, the Hishal Emori. But v'nichneses legvul Moyov, it entered the border of Moyov ad Arnon, shehu gvul Moyov, that was the border of Moyov. V'shamchonu Yisrael, v'leibou legvul Moyov. They were not bordering with Moyov. Ki Arnon gvul Moyov, v'em lo inosnu lo'em reshus lava be'arzo. Moyov did not give permission to Am Yisrael to cross through their land to get to Eretz Yisrael. Who said they ever asked for permission? In our parasha makes no mention that Am Yisrael, that Moshe asked permission to go through Moyov. But Pirusha Yiftach, if you take a look in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Aleph, the Haftorah of Parashas Chukas, there you'll see. Kmo Yishomar Yiftach, the Gamel Melech Moyov Sholach Veloyov. It says over there that Moshe did send messengers to Moyov, but he didn't agree. Moshe Romzo. Although it's not mefurish in the Torah, Moshe hinted to this in Parshas Dvorim when he says, "Kasher osu libnei Esav ayoshvim beseir v'amayovim ayoshvim be'or." He equates Moyov and bnei Esav. Ma elu, just like Esav, lo yinosnum lave v'teich altam. They didn't let us pass through. Elo kifum sovim. We had to go around them. af moyov kein. Posu gudale dal kein yomar besefer milchamoy sadoinoy esvohei besufoves hanecholim arnoin. It was about this camping when they camped me'ever arnoin, that whoever speaks over the stories of the Melchomois that Hashem did for Am Yisrael, that's a Rashi translated the word Besefer over here. It doesn't mean a book, rather Sipur. When people say over the stories of the wars that Hashem fought for Am Yisrael, just like they say over the Nisim, Es Vohev Besufo, the Nisim that Hashem gave us in Yamsuf, so too, they're going to speak about the Nisim that were done to us in Nachale Arnon, that Rashi will describe in the next Pasuk. Says Rashi, Al Ken Yomar, Al Chanoyo Zu, on this camping, V'Nisim Shana Subo, Ye Omar Besefer Milchamu Is Hashem, כשמספרים ניסים שנעשו לאבותינו, יספרו אס ווהב. אס ווהב, says Rashi, כמו אס יוהב. יוהב means to give. כמו שיאמר מן יועד ועד. The יוד and the ווב switch. כן יאמר מן יוהב ווהב. והווב יסוידו. The ווב is part of the שורש. כמו אס אשר יוהב, which means למעשה in our פסוק. כמו אס אשר יוהב להם. He gave us just like we speak about the Nisim im Yamsuf, so too v'sanacholim arnoin. Kishem shemesaprim b'nisei Yamsuf, kach yesh loim lesaper b'nisei nachalei arnoin. Shavkan nasu nisim gdoili. Umayim anisim, posuk tezvov. Ve'eshed anacholim asher noto l'sheves or v'nish'an l'gvul moyov. Rashi describes a fascinating nace. There were two mountains on the two sides of Nachal Arnon, on the Moyov side and on the Emoiri side. And this Nachal Arnon is a valley that goes between these two mountains, which is a very deep and narrow valley. And the plan was that the Emoirim are going to go on top of those two mountains, and when Am Yisrael passes through, they're going to throw down arrows and big boulders and kill them while they're in the valley. Now those two mountains, on one side, wherever there was like a cave, on the other side there was a stone, a rock, bolting out, exactly keneged the caves. So too on both sides. And Hashem did a nice, that the mountain on the northern side of Nachal Arnon tilted and moved towards, leaned towards the mountain of the side of Moyov. And the mountains, the boulders that were jutting out, went into the caves of the mountain on the southern side of Nachal Arnon, the Moyov side, and it crushed all the Emoirim in there. And all the blood flowed down into the Nachal, into the Be'er that Am Yisrael gets its water from. And that's the only way that Am Yisrael knew about this nace that happened. They have no idea what's happening, what Hashem did for them. Only after it got full of blood, then they realized the nes. And that's what the Pasuk describes. Ve'eshed hanecholim. Ve'eshed means the flow of blood that poured into the Nachal, into the Be'er. Asher noto l'sheves or, which happened as a result, the mountain, the northern mountain, leaned towards the mountain which was in Or. Or is on the Moyov side of Arnon. V'nishan, it leaned towards Ligvul Moyov, to the border of Moyov, and the Emoirim that were hiding there were crushed. So the water, the blood originally flowed into the Nachal, and from there, where did it go to? Pasuk Dezayin. Umishom be'eiro hi ha-be'er, asher omar Adonai le-Moshe esoif esa'om, ve'eteno lohem moyim. And from there it flowed into the Be'er. Which Be'er? The Be'er that Hashem told Moshe to gather the nation, I'll give them water. In Mei Meriva, early on in our parasha. And that's where Am Yisrael discovered the tremendous nest that was done to them. Says Rashi, Posuk Tezvov, Ve'eshed anecholim. Targum shel shefech, the pouring of, the flow of, Targum says it's eshed. Shefech anecholim. Shenishpach shom dam ha'emoyrim, the dam of the emoyrim shenichboim shom, they were hiding on those mountains. Lifishoyu ahorim gvoyim, with their tall mountains. The nachal in the valley was omoik v'kotzor, was deep and narrow. V'ahorim smuchim zelozeh, because it was narrow, the two mountains on both sides were close to each other. So close, that Adam oimed al ha'or mize, umedaber im chaveri ba'or mize, they could speak to each other from one mountain to another. Ve'aderech oivel b'soich ha'nachal, the way that Am Yisrael traveled was through that valley. Umru emoiriyim, k'sheikon su Yisrael otoich ha'nachal, la'avoir, when they want to pass by, la'oretz, neitzi min ha'me'orois, we're going to leave the caves, she'behorim milamal, shalamalo mehem, v'nagim mechitzim v'avle blistrois, we'll simply kill them with arrows and big boulders. V'yu oisom enakoyim b'hor shal tzad mo'yov, u'b'hor shal tzad ha'emoiriyim, the ditches, the caves on the mountain, which was on the Moyov side, and on the Emoiri side, namely the southern and northern sides of this Nachal Arnon, hoyu keneged oisom nekoyim kimin kronois v'shadayim boltim b'chutz. On the opposite mountains, there were jolting boulders sticking out, like shadayim, like breasts, and kiven shebo Yisrael lavor, when Am Yisrael passed through the Nachal, nizda'azeya ha'har shel Eretz Yisrael. The mountain of Eretz Yisrael shook. Why? Similar to what? Kishivcha yoytes la'akbil pnei gevilto. Like a shivcha going to greet her mistress. V'niskarev letzad har shel Moyov, it got close to the mountain of Moyov. Why is the northern mountain called ha'har shel Eretz Yisrael? Because eventually, at the end of the parasha, Am Yisrael is going to capture it. That's going to become Evira Yaldein. That will be part of Eretz Yisrael. So that mountain leaned and got close to the mountain of Moyov, which was on the southern side of Nachal Arnon. Nachal Arnon is the border, will eventually be the border between Evira Yaldein, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, and the southern part, which is not. V'nichnesu oisan ha'shodayim, those breasts looking like boulders, went into L'toich oisom nekoyim, into those caves, v'harogum, and they killed them, all their moirim, hiding in them. V'zehu, that's what the pasuk means, asher noto l'sheves or, she'ho'or noto mimkoimoi, the mountain leaned from its place, v'niskarev l'tzad moyov, towards the mountain of moyov, v'nidbak bo, and stuck to it. V'zehu v'nishan l'gvul moyov. V'avu Yisrael al ha'horim, Am Yisrael passed on the mountains, v'lo yodu anisim alolu, they had no idea what happened moments before they came. The only way they found out, elo al da be'er shenichnas l'shom, the be'er that went in there and the blood flowed into the be'er, as Pasuk Tzayin tells us. U'mishom be'ero, mishom boho eshed, the flow of the blood came to el ha'be'er. Keitzat, how did this all happen? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi mo'idia lebonai hanisim alolo, who's going to tell my children all the nisim that I've done for them? Ha'moshe lo imel, Nosato pas letinoik hoidia leimoi. If you give a piece of bread to a child, you should tell his mother. You give someone a gift, you should let them know the gift that they got. Leachal she'ovru, after Am Yisrael finished passing, chozru hehorim nimkoimo, the mountains went back to their original place. Ve'abeir yodo l'toich ha'nachal, the be'er went into the valley. Ve'hel somisham dam ha'harugim, it brought up the blood of the meirim that were killed, uzroyois ve'ivorim, and their arms and body parts, umoylichon soviv ha'machane, and it won all around the machane of Am Yisrael. V'Yisrael rov amru shira, they saw all this, and they said shira, they sang shira on the nest that happened to them, and that's the next couple of psukim. Posuk Yud Zayin, Oz Yoshir Yisrael, Nes Hashiro Azois, Ali Ve'er, Enulo. And then Am Yisrael sang the following song, Ali Ve'er, let the Ve'er come up from the Nachal, Enulo, and raise your voices and sing about the Nisim that we see from this Ve'er. Says Rashi, Ali Ve'er mitoich ha'Nachal, Ve'ali Mashat Malo, raise up what you're bringing up, the blood and the body parts of the Amorim. Uminayin sha'be'er hodiyah lohem, where do we see that it was the be'er that told Am Yisrael about these nisim? Shenema, in Pasuk Tzayin, umishom be'ero. You may have thought, mistakenly, that what does that mean? That they got the be'er from there. That's where they got their water source. In fact, Rashi, that can be. V'chim misham hoiso, that's where the be'er started. V'aloi mitchin ha'zaboyim shono hoiso imoim. This be'er has been with them for 40 years. True, with a slight break when Miriam died, but when Moshe hit the rock and he renewed that very same Be'er. So it's been with them for 40 years, didn't come from here. Elo, what does it mean? Ali be'er. What does it mean? Umishom be'er. Elo sheyodo lefarza manesi. The be'er went down to the nachal to bring up the blood to make known the ness. V'chein, another raya. Oz yoshir yisroel es ha-shira hazois nemro besoif ha-boim shono. What do you think they're saying, Shira, about the be'er, about the water? Can't be, because va'be'er nitmoim t'chilas ha-boim. They've been walking around this be'er for 40 years already. Marol yikosev kan. Why is it doing over here? Must be. It's not a shira about the be'er. They're saying shira about the nest that the be'er showed them what happened with the emoirim in the mountains, as Rashi said before. Posuk yud ches be'er hafaru ha'sorim koru ha'nedivei ha'om bimchoy keik b'mish'anu yisom u'mimidbor matono. You could hear why one would have made that mistake that Rashi is coming to avoid. That this Shira is about the Be'er itself. Because the Pasuk is describing the Be'er. This is the Be'er that the Sorim have dug it. Namely, Moshe and Aharon. They dug it b'michoy keik with their staff. B'mish'an oisom. U'mimidbor matano. And it was given to Am Yisrael as a gift from the Midbor. We're talking about the Shvach of the Be'er. Says Rashi, but that's not what it was referring to. The Pasuk is describing where they got the Be'er. That's true. But the Shira is about the Nisim of Nachalei Arnoin that the Be'er showed them. Says Rashi, Be'er chafaru ha-zois hi ha-be'er asher chafaru ha-sori Moshe ve'aharoin. Koru ha-nedivei om, a double loshen, nedivei om, the choshev ones of the nation, referring to Moshe and Aharoin, b'mish anoisom. They etched it out. Mechoy cake means to carve it out. B'mish anoisom b'mate. U'mimidbor nitalohem. It was given to them as a gift. In the midbar, this Be'er mine. Posuk yutes umimatono nachali eil uminachali eil b'mois. Says Rashi umimatono nachali eil ketargumoi. Let us see targum umid isi hivas lohoin. Once it was given to them, nochaso imhoin nachalayo. It traveled with them wherever they went. It went down to the Necholim, down to the valleys, specifically this valley we're talking about over here, to bring up the dam of the Emorim, u'minachalayim, from the valley, solkayim el-ramosa, and went up the mountains, in general, wherever they traveled, and specifically over here, to show them the Nes. Posuk chof, u'mibamois, hagai, asher bizdei mayov, roish hapizgo, v'nishkofo, al pnei ha'ishimoin. And from the high places, it traveled with them to the guy in the name of a place, which was in Sde Moyov, which was on top of the mountain. And from there, Vinishkofo al pnei hayeshimoy. It overlooks the Shmomo, the desolate place of the desert. It says Rashi, Umi Bomois Hagai Asher Bisde Moyov. Why did it stop over there? Kishom Meis Moshe, that's where Moshe died. Vesham Botla Be'el. When Moshe died, the Be'er ceased to exist. Dvorachel says Rashi, Koruha Nedivei Om. Not like I said before, it's a repetition of Sorim, referring to Moshe and Aharon. Rather, Koruha Nedivei Om is referring to, according to the Dvorachel, Kol Nosi Venosi, every Nosi of each Shevet, Kishayu Choinim, when they camped, Noitel Makloi would take a stick, Umoshech Eitzel Digloi Umachaneu. He would etch in the ground, and Umea Be'er, and he would make a ditch in the ground. Umea Be'er nimshochim derech oisoy siman. The Be'er would flow in that ditch. Uboin lifnei chanoyo. It's called shevet v'shevet, and the water would travel around all the shvatim. The shevet didn't have to travel to get to the water. It was right next to them. Bimchoy cake. The poshup shadet bimchoy cake means to be choy cake, to etch. But over here, Rashi is going in the davar acher. Al derech hadrash, bimchoy keik is referring to al pi Moshe. It was done al pi Moshe. Moshe is called a mechoy keik, the lawmaker. He was the one that brought us the laws of the Torah. Shenemar kishom chelkas mechoy keik sofun. A pasuk in Parsha v'zayis abroch. Freit Rashi. V'lo loy nizka Moshe b'shirazu. How come Moshe's name is not mentioned mefurish neshira? After all, Moshe has a big part in this be'er. He was punished because of this Be'er, because he hit the rock. וכיוון שלא נזכר שמוי של מוישה, לא נזכר שמוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Once Moshe's name is not mentioned, הקדוש ברוך הוא's name is not mentioned either. Moshe למלך שהיו מזמנים מוי לסוד לסודה. They invited the king to a suda. Omar, אם אוי אבי שום, אני שום. Vim lav, any hoilech. If my friend is there, I'm coming. If not, I'm not going. So to over here, Kavyochel Moshe is the oyavoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's not mentioned. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want my name mentioned either. Roish haPisgah kitargumoy reish ramosa, the top of the mountain. Pisgah loshen goyva v'chein pasku armonoy seho. Hagbiu armonoy seho, referring to the armonoys, the mansions, palaces of Yerushalayim. Vinishkofo oiso a pisgo. Alpnei, that the top of the mountain was overlooking Alpnei Amokim Sheshmo Yeshimoin, the desolate place. And what is that? Vuloshin Midbo, Shoshomim. A Midbo, a desert, is desolate. That's the first pshat in Vinishkofo, referring to the top of the mountain which overlooks the desert. Dovarachel Vinishkofo, not the mountain, rather Habe'er. The Be'er could be seen al pnei hayeshimoin, namely, shenignaz b'yamo shel Tveria. The Be'er of Miriam was nignaz in the yamo shel Tveria, the Kinneret. V'hoi medal hayeshimoin, if you're standing on the yeshimoin, I'm not sure where that is, some place around the Kinneret, and you're looking into the Kinneret, mabit v'roye kemin kvoro b'yam. If you look, you'll see a sieve in the yam of the Kinneret. You should know v'hi ha-be'er. So v'nishkofo, the Be'er can be seen al pnei hayeshimoin, by standing on the yeshimoin, which overlooks the Yam HaShel Tveria, the Kinneret, and you'll be able to see the Be'er. So either the Pisgah, the top of the mountain where the Be'er ended up, looks over the yeshimoin, the desert, or the Be'er was able to be seen from standing on the yeshimoin. I guess according to the second pshat also, yeshima means the desert. If you're standing on the desert, you could look into the Kinneret and you'll see the Be'er HaShel Miriam. Ad kan, the seventh topic, about the Nisim of Nachalei Arnon. On to the eighth and last topic of the parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to send messengers to Sichon Melech HaMoiri to ask them if we could pass through his land to get to Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Chofale, Vayishlach Yisrael, Malochim El Sichon Melech HaMoiri Leimor. And Yisrael sent messengers to Sichon Melech HaMoiri as follows. Although it says Yisrael, Rashi says it's really referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, Vayishlach Yisrael Malochim. Uvamokim Achel, Toila Shlichus B'Moshe. It says that Moshe sent them. Shenemar Posuk in Parashas Dvori. When Moshe recaps the story, Moshe says, "Vayishlach Malochim Memidbar Kedemois." Moshe sent them. A similar story we find. V'chein above we had, "Vayishlach Moshe Malochim Mikodesh Al Melech Edoy." Ubiyiftach Uoymel in Sefer Shoftim in Aftorah. When Yiftach repeats the story, what does he say? "Vayishlach Yisrael Malochim El Melech Edoy." A double stira. Also to Melech Sichon, here it says Yisrael, and Dvorim it says Moshe, and also by Melech Edoy. In our parasha it says Moshe, and in Sefer Shoftim it says Yisrael. And for Rashi, Aksufim Halolu Tzrichim Zeloze. These psukim complement each other. Zen Noyel v'zepeseach. One locks and one's opens. Namely, you need both of them. Shemoshe hu Yisrael v'Yisrael Moshe. Hainu hach. Moshe, the leader of Yisrael, is Yisrael, and Yisrael is Moshe. Le'malecho shenosi adoir hu kechol adoir. The leader of the generation is like the whole generation. Why is that? Ki al pianos yu akoil. Everything is done based on what Moshe says. Posuk chov beiz ebro ve'artzecho loy nite besodeh uvecherem loy nishte mei ve'eir bederech hamelech neilech ad asher na'avor gevulecho. Let us pass through your country to get to ours, Eretz Yisrael. We will not stray off the main road to go onto the fields or to the vineyards. If we follow Rashi's interpretation above by Edoim, what that means is we won't drink from our own be'er. Rather, we will drink, buy water from you, and drink from your water. You'll make money off the deal. We're going to go on the main road, not to stray off, until we completely finish going through your country. Says Rashi, There was no tzivui from Hashem to start off with peace with them. Namely, we could have just said, we're waging war. Nevertheless, bikshu mehem sholem. They wanted to do it in a peaceful way, at least to start offer off with peace.
Pasuk chav gimel v'leinu san sichoi nes Yisrael avoyo b'gvuloi v'yesoiv sichoi nes kol amoi v'yetzei likras Yisrael amidboro v'yovoi yohtso v'ilochem b'Yisrael.
And Sichoin did not allow Am Yisrael to go through his country because the Malchi Canaan, the kings of Eretz Canaan, hired him for this specific purpose, not to let Am Yisrael through. That's his job, to protect the borders. And now that's what he's getting paid for. So of course he's not going to let them go through. But not only that, he gathers an entire nation and he's going out to Am Yisrael to wage war against them. He comes to Yotzo, a city, and he wages war against Am Yisrael.
Says Rashi, V'loy nosan sichoin. Lefi shekol malchei Kenan o yumal eloi mas, they pay taxes to him. Sheyoshoim rom sheloi avu aleim gaisois, he would guard them. So enemy armies should not come.
Kivon shamu lo Yisrael ebro ve'artzecho. They're asking permission to go by.
Omo lohem says sichoin to Am Yisrael, kol atzmi eini yoshev kan.
The whole purpose of me being here, me getting paid, is to guard them from you. And you're saying I should let you through. Of course I'm not going to let you through.
Not only that, they go out towards Am Yisrael to wage war.
Rashi is going to explain that this is what Hashem orchestrated in order that Am Yisrael should not have to come into the land of Sichon and fight Sichon on his territory. Hashem convinced, put in the mind of Sichon, that he should take his nation and go out of the country to fight Am Yisrael, not on his territory. And Rashi explained what the mile, what the gain is, what that is. Says Rashi, Ilu hoyso cheshboin mileo yitushin. Even if Cheshboin, the capital of Sichon, one of the cities of Sichon at the time, even if it was Meleo Yitushin, literally means mosquitoes, but the point is, a bunch of weaklings, nevertheless, in Kol Belyo Yechoyla Lekovsho, nobody would be able to conquer Cheshboin, it was a fortified, strong city. Vimoyo Sichoin Bekfar Cholosh, and if Sichoin himself was in a weak village, also Ein Odom Yechoyla Lekovsho, because Sichoin was a very powerful and strong king, with a strong army. Surely we have a strong king with a strong army in a fortified city that will be impossible to conquer.
Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mani matriach al bonai kol zois, lotzur al kol ir v'ir, what I'm going to be matriach my children.
To have to conquer Cheshboin and Sichoin, and then to proceed to all the other cities of Sichoin. Let me make it easier for them.
No sam b'leiv kol anshei melchama lotzeis min ha'yoros.
He put in their mind that everyone should leave their cities. They all gathered to Yotza, to Yohatz, and over there Am Yisrael waged war, and they all died. Am Yisrael killed them out all over there. Once they killed out all the soldiers, nobody was standing in front of them. All that was left there was women and children. Made it a lot easier to conquer Amori.
Pozuk chav dalet vayakeyu Yisrael lefi chorev vayirash es artzoi me'anoin ad yaboik ad b'nei amoin ki az gevul b'nei amoin.
And Am Yisrael killed out Sichon melech Amori and his army with the sword. Vayirash es artzoi, they inherited their land of Amori from Arnon until Yaboik, Arnon in the south, until Yaboik in the north, Ad Bnei Amon in the east, but they had to stop there, because the border of Amon was Az was a strong border. What was strong about it? If Am Yisrael managed to knock out Sichon, why couldn't they knock out Amon also? Says Rashi, Umau Choskoi, what was the strength? Not their army. Rather, Hasro'oso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheom Alohim Al Tetzurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned them, don't start up with Amon. That's what made the border strong. They can't fight because Hashem said not to fight.
Posuk Chof Hei, Vayikach Yisrael Eiz Kol Heorim O'Eile, וישב ישראל בכל הורי האמרי בחשבון ובכל בני סהו.
Am Yisrael conquered all these cities, and Am Yisrael settled in all the cities of the Amori. Cheshbon, that was a big city, uvechol b'nei Yisrael, all the outs, the little villages around Cheshbon. Says Rashi, b'nei Yisrael, kforim esmuchim lo, villages around Cheshbon.
Pozuk chovo veki Cheshbon, ir sichon melech ho'emiri, v'hu nilcham b'melech mo'ov arishon, ויקח את כל ארצוי מידוי עד ארנוין.
Rashi explains that this pasuk is coming to answer an unspoken question. Cheshbon, we know, was a city in Moav, and we know that Am Yisrael is not allowed to start a war with Moav. So how could it be that Am Yisrael conquered Cheshbon? And for the pasuk, Cheshbon is now a city belonging to Sichon Melech HaEmori. Because Sichon Melech HaEmori, he fought Melech Moav, he conquered part of his land, including Cheshbon, until Arnon. Once Sichon conquered it from Moav, we have a right to conquer it from Sichon. That's not called fighting a war with Moav.
Says Rashi, v'hu nilcham, lomo hu tzrach likosev.
What is the point of this pasuk? And for Rashi,
lefi shenemar al tozer es Moav.
You're not going to start up with a war with Moav.
V'cheshbon mishol Moav hoisa.
So how do we get the cheshbon?
And for the pasuk, kosav lonu shesichon lekocha mehem. V'al yodoy to'ar ol Yisrael.
Cheshbon, so to speak, was purified for Am Yisrael to conquer because Sichon conquered it first.
Mi yodoy mirshusay, from his rishus.
Pasuk chov zayin al kei nimru amoyshelim boyu cheshbon. It was regarding this war that Sichon fought Moav and conquered Cheshbon. The Moishlim referring to Bilam, according to one Gersa and Rashi, Bilam and Beoir. They were the one that it says in Parshas Bolok, Bilam talks in an allegorical way. Alkein Yoimu HaMoishlim, what did they hired Bilam in order to curse Moav, in order that Sichon Melech HaMoiri should be successful in conquering Cheshbon. And Bilam did exactly that. And Bilam told him, Boyu Cheshbon, go with the Cheshbon, you'll be able to conquer it. Tibona v'sikoin enil Sichon, Cheshbon will be built and reestablished as a city of Sichon.
Says Rashi, al kein al oiso milchomo shenilcham Sichon memoyo.
Yoimu HaMoishlim, that's referring to Bilam. Shenema boy in Parshas Bolok, it says, v'isa misholoi. Another Girsan Rashi, HaMoishlim, plural, that's Bilam ube'oil. Bilam and his father, Be'oil, v'heim amru, what did they say? Boyu Cheshbon, Sichon, you can go to Cheshbon. You will be successful in conquering it.
Shelo yohoyo Sichon yochel koivsha.
Sichon was not able to conquer Cheshbon, as Rashi told us before. It was a fortified city, hard to conquer.
V'holach v'socher as Bilam lekala lo yard, Bilam to curse Moav.
V'zehu shomal lo yibolok, in next week's parasha. Ki yodati. Bolok knows that whatever Bilam blesses is blessed, whatever he curses, it really works. Because just a couple of years ago, Bilam cursed Moav, and that's how the Sichon managed to conquer Cheshbon.
Tibona v'sikoinen, Cheshbon will be built and established. B'shem Sichon, liyos iroi, it turned into the city of Sichon.
Posuk chovches ki eish yotzeo mei cheshboin elehovo mi kiryas sichoin ochelo or moi ov ba'alei b'mois arnoin.
And once Sichoin managed to conquer Cheshbon, Cheshbon became Sichoin city. Out of there, a fire came out. Lehovo, flames from the city of Sichoin, the newly city of Sichoin, namely Cheshbon. And from there, he was able to conquer the whole region. Ochlo, to consume, to conquer, Or Moav. Or is the name of a region in Moav. Baalei Bomois Arnoin. Moav used to be the owners, the Baalei, the people that ruled over the Bomois, the high mountains next to the valley, to the river of Arnoin.
Says Rashi, ki yesh yotza mecheshbon. Mishakov sho Sichon, after Sichon conquered it, a fire went out from there, namely soldiers. Ochlo or Moav, shem oiso ha-medino. The word Medina means a region. Kori or, beloshen Ivri, ulechoyas, beloshen Arami. Or Moyov, or Shel Moyov, this region of Or, which belonged and was in the city, in the country of Moyov.
Posuk Chovtes, Oilecho, Moyov, Ovanto, Am, Kemoish, Nosambolov, Peleitim, Uvenoisov, Bashevis, Lemelech, Emery, Sichoin.
Woe to you, Moyov, you have been destroyed, the nation of Kemoish. Kemoish is the name of the Avodah Zorah of Moyov. Nosan, whoever caused this Moyov to lose this war, he was the one that gave over the children, the sons of Moyov, as Pleitim, those who escape war, who are running away from a war. Uvnoisav Bashevis and her daughters were given into captivity. To who? To Melech HaMoyri Sichoi.
Says Rashi, Oilucho Moyov, Shekidlu Es Moyov, Bilam, and Boil cursed Moyov, she must be yodai. They were given over into the hands of Sichon.
Kmoish Shemeloi Hei Moyov. Nosan Hanoisen, that's the missing word in the Pasuk. Somebody gave over as Bonov Shal Moyov, the sons of Moyov, Pelatim. What are Pelatim? Nosim Ufleitim Echere, running away from the sword of the war. Ves Beneithav, Bashavis, his daughter were given into captivity.
Pozuk lamed vanirom avad cheshboin ad divoin vannashim ad noifach asher ad meidevo.
The word vanirom, Rashi says, comes from the word nir, which means the yoke of a kingdom. So the kingdom that Moyov had over cheshboin was vanirom avad cheshboin. The kingdom was lost from cheshboin ad divoin. Rashi learned the word ad over here means that kingdom was removed from Divoin. Vanashim ad noifach. And it was a complete, they made the country desolate. Loshen shmomo. Until the city of Noifach, until the city of Medvo. They completely destroyed the whole country. Rashi learned this is all the Moishlim talking. This is all part of the Moishlim's klola to Moyov.
Says Rashi, Vanirom Ovad Malchus Elohim. Their kingdom was lost. Ovad Cheshboin Ad Divoin. Malchus Ve'oil. The kingdom and the yoke. Shoyol Moyov Becheshboin. Ovad Misham was lost from there.
V'chein Ad Divoin. Targum Shel Sor is Ad. To remove, Targum says Ad. Kloim Al Sor Nir Midivoin. Their yoke, their Malchus was removed from Divoin.
Nir Loshen Malchus Ve'oil Umemsheles Ish.
A kingdom, a yoke.
Kamoi leman ayoyis nir le David avdi. V'yesh lefal shoy, kamoi nir olochem nir, that means to plow. When you plow, you have to have a yoke on the bulls, on the oxen that are leading the plow.
Van nashim shin degusha, loshen shmoma, desolate. All this is kach yoyim ra moishlim. This is all the moishlim talking. Bilam and boil.
Van nashim oysom ad noifach. We'll make them desolate until noifach.
This word ad noifach and ad meidvo is different than ad divoin. Ad divoin, Rashi says, to remove. Over here, says Rashi, hashimoinum ad noifach. We made them desolate until noifach. Why couldn't Rashi say that over here ad also means to remove? I don't know. Maybe because Rashi is learning vanashim ad noifach. It goes together. We made them desolate until noifach.
Posuk lamed aleph, vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz ho'emori.
Am Yisrael settled down in the land of Emori. What's the chiddush of this posuk? It already said it in posuk of hey.
Vayeshev Yisrael b'chol orei ho'emori.
Says the Sfarnoi. The posuk is telling you, now you understand why they had a right to settle down in those cities. Because it belongs to Emori. We didn't take it from Moyov. We took it from Emori. All this is understood after you read Apostle Chavov, etc. That first Siren conquered Cheshbon, and then we took it from him, and therefore Vayeshev Yisrael Boyeretz Ha'emori.
Pasuk Lamed Beis Vayishlach Moshe L'Rageles Yazeir Vayin Kedu B'Noseho Vayoresh Es Ha'emori Asher Shom.
And Moshe sent spies to explore, to scout out the city of Yazeir. And the spies didn't bother coming back to report to Moshe. They were there on the spot. They conquered it. And they threw out, Vayirish, doesn't mean to inherit, it means to throw out the Emori that lived there.
Says Rashi, Vayishlach Moshe l'ragel es Yazir. Amiraglim lochduo. Omru, loy nasek harishoinim.
We're not going to repeat the mistake of the original Meraglim 38 years ago. They did not have bitochen in Hashem. And not only that, they convinced Am Yisrael that we can't conquer. We have so much bitochen. Betuchim onu bekoichi bekoach tefilosa shel Moshe le'ilochem. We're going to fight right away. Pozuk lamed gemol vayifnu vayalu derech haboshon. ויצא אויג מלך הבושון לקרוסום הוא וכל עמוי למלחמו את ראי. And then they turn, they go up north to the Boshon. And אויג מלך הבושון comes out towards them, him and his entire nation, to wage war in the city of את ראי. ויאמר אדוינו אל מוישה אל תירא אוי סוי כי ביודך נשאתי אוי סוי ואז כל עמוי ואז ארצוי ואוסיסו לוי כאשר אוסיסו לזיכוין מלך הוי מירי אשר יושב בחשבון. And Hashem tells Moshe, do not be scared of him. Rashi will tell us what the Hava Amina was. Why Moshe was scared of him, that he needs Hashem to tell him, don't be scared of him. Don't be scared of him. I will give him and his entire nation and his entire country into your hands. You'll win this war. And you'll do to him exactly what you have done to Sichon Melech HaAmori, who used to be living in Cheshbon, not anymore. Even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Yoshev presently, I don't know why the Pasuk expresses it that way, but at this point, he's no longer there. He's long dead. Says Rashi, Al tiro yisoy, shoyo Moshe yorei leilochem. Why is Moshe afraid of fighting Oig? Shemotam oylo yizchusei shel Avrom. Shenema vayovoy apolit. Who's that polit that told Avrom Avinu that Loit was taken captive? Who Oig? Why is he called polit? What did he escape from? Shepolat mino refoim. He escaped from the refoim. Sheiku kedolo oimer vachavirov ba'ashtoriz kamayim. In the Melchemes Arbo Melochim Mesach Hamishon Parshas Lech Lecho, Oig Melech HaBoshon escaped. He was from the Refoim and Ashtoriz Kamayim. Kedol Oimel wiped them all out. But Oig escaped, as it says, Shenemar, Kirak Oig Melech HaBoshon Nishar Miyeser Refoim. So maybe that's Chus, that he told Avraham Avinu that Loit was taken captive. Maybe he has a Chus still. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Says Hashem, don't be afraid. Posuk lamed hey, vayaku isoy vez banoves kolamoy ad bilti hishir lo isorid vayirashu es artsoy. And they killed him, Oig Melech HaBoshon. Rashi says Moshe Rabbeinu did it personally, and Oig's children and his entire nation, and nobody was left. Vayirashu es artsoy, and they inherited his land. Says Rashi, vayaku isoy Moshe HaOgoy. The Gemara says a whole story over there that Oig Melech HaBoshon was Okar Tura Bartlosa Palsi. He uprooted a mountain and he wanted to throw it on Am Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu killed it. The Baal HaProkim, who was a Goy, put a perek over here and connects this posuk and to the next parasha, Parshas Balak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought otherwise. He put the parasha at the end of the parasha, so ignore this perek. Vayisu bnei Yisrael vayachanu ba'avos mo'ov me'ever liyarden yirechoy. And bnei Yisrael traveled and they camped in Arvois Mo'ov, the plains of Mo'ov, which is on the other side, the eastern side of the Yarden, right across the city of Yirechoy. And ad kan, the eight topics of Parshas Chukas, Por Adumo, Misas Miriam and Mei Merivo, Malochim to Melech Edoim, Misas Aharoin, Melechemes Aknani, Nechosh Masrofim and Nechash Anachoishes, Nachalei Arnoin, and Melechemes Sichoin and Oig. Good Shabbos.